KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports this morning, Atlantic's Brandon Beyer placed 5th Tuesday in the M28 division finals of the 100-meter dash at the Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi. His time, 13.2 seconds. Brandon will compete in his final event at the games today. That'll be the 4x100-meter relay, and that comes up a little bit later on today. Local organizers in Atlantic have put together plans for a welcome home celebration for Brandon this weekend. Of course, Beyer is participating in the Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. Brandon will be arriving home this Saturday, March 23rd, and organizers are planning a caravan and a presentation. Local supporters are asked to meet at the LDS Church east of Atlantic at Highways 6 and 71 before 10:30 in the morning on Saturday, and Brandon will be met by an Atlantic fire truck for a ride and a caravan back into town. They'll then head on to the Nishna Valley Family YMCA for a welcome home reception that's expected to get underway around 10:45. The 27-year-old Beyer participated in track and field at the Special Olympics USA Games in Seattle last July, earning a gold medal and qualifying for the World Games. Now, Brandon won a bronze medal in the shot put earlier this week, in addition to his fifth place finish in the 100 meters yesterday. And again, his team will run in the 4x100-meter relay yet today. Now, all are welcome and encouraged to turn out on Saturday to show support for Brandon on his accomplishments on the world stage. In basketball, Kevin McLean scored 29 points and led the decisive second-half run as Belmont got its first NCAA tournament win by pulling away in an 81-70 victory Tuesday night, ending Temple coach Fran Dunphy's career in the first four. The 11th-seeded Bruins play Maryland on Thursday in the East Region. Belmont got an at-large bid after losing to Murray State in the Ohio Valley Conference tournament title game. The Bruins showed that the selection committee's faith was not misplaced as they got the breakthrough win on their eighth try in the tourney. Darnell Edge scored a career-high 33 points, and Fairleigh Dickinson rallied to win its first-ever NCAA tournament game, taking down Prairie View A&M 82-76 in the tourney opener last night. Edge was 7-for-9 from the beyond the three-point line. Prairie View threatened to run away with it early, ripping off a 14-0 first-half run as Fairleigh Dickinson committed 9 turnovers in the first 10 minutes to fall into a 19-6 hole. The Knights chipped away with Edge hitting a three-pointer and a layup in the last minute of the half to reduce the deficit to 41-34 at the intermission, and they ran off with the win in the second half. In other men's college hoops last night, tournament play from the NIT first round. Colorado beat Dayton 78-73. Texas over South Dakota State 79-73. UNC Greensboro defeating Campbell 84-69. Liscom downing Davidson 89-81. North Carolina State beating Hofstra 84-78. Arkansas over Providence 84-72. Indiana beating St. Francis of Pennsylvania 89-72. Clemson topping Wright State 75-69. Memphis a 74-60 winner over San Diego. Creighton a winner over Loyola of Chicago 70-61. In the CIT tournament, first round last night, Robert Morris needed overtime to outscore Cornell 98-89, and Marshall a winner over IUPUI 78-73. Also in a CBI tournament first round game, Utah Valley beat Cal State Northridge 92-84. Now, basketball today in the men's college tournament schedule has a couple of more NCAA first four games on the slate from the East Region. North Carolina Central will play North Dakota State. That's a 5:40 tip time, Central time. In the West Region, St. John's will play Arizona State. That game set to tip at about 8:10 Central time this evening. Both of those games at the University of Dayton Arena. NIT first round matchups tonight include Norfolk State versus Alabama, Toledo playing Xavier, Harvard against Georgetown, Wichita State battling Furman, Sam Houston State against TCU, and Butler playing Nebraska. In the CIT first round tonight, Green Bay plays ETSU, Presbyterian facing Seattle, Texas Southern plays New Orleans, Grambling State will play Rio Grande. In the CBI first round tonight, Central Michigan plays DePaul, UAB is battling Brown, Howard takes on Coastal Carolina. Stony Brook faces South Florida. Southern Miss against Longwood. Grand Canyon playing West Virginia. And Loyola Marymount facing California Baptist. A top-ranked Northwest Missouri State University men's basketball team will make the program's fourth trip to the Elite Eight after they picked up an 82-70 win over Missouri Southern State University last night at Bearcat Arena in the NCAA Central Region Final. Sophomore Ryan Hawkins led the way with a game-high 28 points as Northwest improves to 35-0 on the season. Hawkins carried the offense early, scored the first 13 points of the game for the Bearcats. And while he was off to a quick start, Missouri Southern was doing the same, but they built an 18-11 advantage early. Northwest was able to make 13 of 14 free throws in the final 119 to clinch that regional championship. Northwest will now travel to Evansville, Indiana to take part in the NCAA Elite Eight, March 27th through the 30th. Northwest is the number one seed. They will play Mercyhurst, the eighth seed, in a 2:30 contest a week from today in that Elite Eight round. Now also, after the regional tournament ended last night, they named the NCAA Central Region All-Tournament team, and Atlantic native Ryan Hawkins was part of it. He was one of the six members of that team. Hawkins and his teammate Joey Wittes from Northwest Missouri State both were named as All-Tournament selections. Well, the UNI Panther women's basketball team earned an invitation to compete in the WNIT. The Panthers will travel to Minneapolis for a first-round game against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. The Panthers and the Gophers have met 10 times, with the Panthers going 0-5 in Minneapolis in that series. That opening round game will be played Friday night at 6:30. A person familiar with negotiations tells the Associated Press that Mike Trout and the Los Angeles Angels are close to finalizing a $432 million 12-year contract that would shatter all records for the largest deal in North American sports history. That deal was disclosed yesterday by a person familiar with those negotiations. Trout would top the new $330 million 12-year contract between Bryce Harper and the Philadelphia Phillies, and his $36 million average annual value would surpass Zach Greinke's $34.4 million in a six-year deal with Arizona that started in 2016. Trout's deal includes a signing bonus and would supersede the $144.5 million six-year contract that had been set to pay him $66.5 million over the next couple of seasons. Another big signing in baseball, a person with direct knowledge, says Alex Bregman and the Houston Astros agreed on a $100 million six-year deal that keeps the All-Star third baseman under contract with the team through the 2024 season. In Major League Baseball action, the season opening game already underway over the Tokyo Dome in Japan this morning. They're in the top of the eighth inning, the Seattle Mariners with a 9-7 lead over the Oakland Athletics as home runs are flying out of the Tokyo Dome this morning. And also in NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs have signed cornerback Bashaud Breeland to a $2 million contract for the upcoming season, which could be worth an additional $3 million with certain incentives. The Chiefs have been looking for a cornerback to replace Steven Nelson after they lost him in free agency. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. They're your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.